Well, we called it shopping cutting at that time. We have to chop it, we thin it out, thin it as we chop it, and get the weeds and grains all out of it. Then after we chop it and fly it, and then sometimes have to go back and hoe it again and it'll get grassy.
Yeah. What would you call this grass that you were taking out? The weeds and stuff?
Well, most of it would be what we call crab grass. Then we had a lot of trouble with what we called a cuckaboos.
Yeah.
And morning glories. And we had a lot of trouble with cuckaboos.
Could you tell me about the different size of fields? Like, what would you call the place that you grow cotton in? Would you call that a cotton field or cotton patch or what?
Well, just small quantity would be called a cotton patch. Acre or two like that would be called a cotton patch, but when we have 10, 15, 20 acres, we call it fields, cotton field.
What if it's bigger than a field?
Well, it's bigger than...
Or is it, do you usually have it bigger than that? Is it usually, is there anything bigger than a field?
No, but some fields is larger than others, but they would be, you know, separated one field from the other field, and we just be called a field.
What about something smaller than a patch? Or a little bit larger between a patch and a field?
Well, I guess, if we used to call it a garden.
That's, what, how big's a garden?
Just small quantity, not very much.
Okay. What about a lot? Or a piece of, would you ever say just
a lot?
Yeah. Or is a lot used just for animals?
Well, most it is used for animals a lot.
Okay, and a fence that you might have around your house.
Well, that would be a yard where your yard is fenced in. Sometimes people used to run fences all around the house.
What kind of fences?
Well, way on back there used to be wood fence. Ride boards and slope one in and